很感谢神又再一次看到大家，那么也很感谢神保守在座的每一位。
This morning our topic is understanding the meaning of marriage.
今天早上我们要用了解婚姻的意义来跟大家做勉励。
Why do we talk about this topic?
为什么我们要提起这个话题呢？
Because this month, according to our schedule, we call it the month of marriage in our church.
根据我们教会所安排的计划，这个月我们管它叫做婚姻月。
That means in the session in the Sabbath day, all the sessions shall be devoted to sharing about the teaching about marriage from the Bible.
换言之，也就在紧接下来这个月所有的安息日当中，我们都会以婚姻为作主题来跟大家分享。
Why do we have to do this?
为什么我们要这么做呢？
Because nowadays in our society,
因为今天在我们的社会当中，
our value has been changing.
我们都看到社会的价值观已经一路改变。
In the past, the society emphasized so heavy about marriage.
在过去的社会结构里面，特别强调婚姻的关系。
No matter you believe in God or not, but you believe in marriage.
不论这个人的信仰如何，但这个人总是觉得婚姻的关系要严重来维持。
There was the traditional value.
因为婚姻的价值有一个传统的价值存在。
However, nowadays things have changed.
但是今天的社会已经大大的改变。
The institution of marriage has been challenged severely.
这个婚姻之间，婚姻所造成的关系已经接受到社会当中严重的考验。
Actually, more and more people doesn't even believe.That people should get married or the teaching from the Bible.
今天我们看到社会当中有许许多人再也不再信所谓的婚姻之间的关系，甚至已经不坚守圣经所说的婚姻关系。
So as a children of God, once again we have to go back to the Bible.
所以今天我们身为神的儿女，我们要再一次回到圣经当中看这个话题。
Now, if you ask what are the differences between a human being and an animal?
今天我们会问，那么人跟动物有什么差别呢？
Of course, there can be many ways to distinguish.
当然，人跟动物有许许多多地方的差别。
But one of the most fundamental differences is human being has the spirit and soul, while the animal doesn't have it.
但是最基本，也就是最重要的差别，人跟动物之间，人有灵魂，动物却没有。
So now, when we human beings have this soul,
当人有这个灵魂的时候，
and this soul is not good to feel alone.
那么这样的灵魂，人这个灵魂是不可以独处的。
So God created another soul for the first human being, so make them soulmate. In Western world, in English, they call husband and wife actually soulmate.
那么在圣经当中告诉我们，神创造另外一个灵魂，能够使这两个灵魂配在一起，就好像西方人所说的灵魂相配。
This is a very important concept.
这是一个很重要的观念。
So after God created human being,
在神创造人类之后，
What was the first gift that God has bestowed on Adam?
那么神给亚当最重也第一个礼物是什么呢？
It's also marriage.
也是这个婚姻。
But however we ask the question,
但是我们要问一个问题。
Why today people views or believe in marriage has been shaken?
为什么今天人大家对于婚姻之间的关系已经不再尊重了呢？
Most people in the world they think now marriage may not work. The institution of marriage may not work anymore.
今天全世界有许许多人认为婚姻之间的关系已经不再是会最重要的关系。
The statistic tell us.
那么有这样的一个调查显示，
In according to Canada, the typical family is not the same as before.
那么在加拿大有这么样一个显示，也就是说传统当中的家庭已经不再像过去一样了。
So why is that so?
为什么不像过去一样呢？
Just like today, if we buy a very expensive electronics appliances.
就好像今天我们买一个很昂贵的电器用品。
When you go home before you operate.
那么在我们回家我们打开箱子之前。
Before you use the appliance.
在我们使用之前。
We have to read the manual carefully.
那我们要详细阅读操作手册。
Otherwise, you screw up the machine.
那么，要不然很可能这么贵的东西就被我们给用坏了。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Marriage is a good institution established by God.
婚姻是由神制定的一个很好的关系。
However, we got to read the manual also.
但是我们必须要重新回来看看这个操作手册如何保持这个关系。
How to make it work?
如何让这个关系能够真正在我们生活当中发生效用？
So if we understand it.
如果我们了解了
If you understand the meaning of marriage,
如果我们了解了婚姻之间关系的意义
then we will have the first step in the right direction.
那么我们今天第一步就踩对了
So today we share a few points.
所以今天我们拿几点来跟大家一起分享
The first point, what is the meaning of marriage?
首先我们要来谈谈看什么是婚姻呢
The first point is for the husband and wife to take care of each other.
首先也就是要互相的照顾
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 2.
我们看进圣经创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章
Chapter 2 verse 18.
创世纪的第二章第十八节
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
创世纪第二章第十八节，十八节，神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”
Now this is the statement of God towards institution of marriage.
在这边我们看到神对于婚姻关系第一句话。
Why did God institute this marriage?
为什么神要建立婚姻关系
Because it is not good for man to live alone.
很简单的一个理由也就是人独居不好
Now, we know when God created us human being.
我们都知道当神创造人类的时候
He programmed some needs in our heart, in our mind.
那么他放进很特别的
需要
呢在人的心里面
Okay, there are two basic needs in our heart.
也就是这两种最基本人的需要。
First one.
第一个。
We have the need to show care to each other.
首先人有这样的特性也就是照顾别人的这种特性。
If the need is satisfied.
如果照顾别人的这种个性被满足的话。
You feel satisfied in our heart.
那么我们的心里同样也会有满足感。
Secondly.
第二个。
A human being also need to be taken care of by somebody.
第二个也就是我们人都有被人照顾的一种特性
Even though you're very capable
虽然一个人也许非常的能干
You can do everything by yourself
也许这个人什么都可以做
But you may not be the happy man or
但是这个人也许不是世界上快乐的人
Why?
为什么
Because we have the intrinsic needs of being helped, being cared by some others
但是在也就是说在人的最内心有一个被照顾的一种特性存在。
Now, God made Adam a very smart man, very capable person.
我们都知道神创造亚当把他造成一个非常能干而且非常聪明有智慧的人。
He has completed the first task.
他已经完成了第一段任务。
What is the first task?
什么是第一段任务呢
?God tell him you have to name all the animals in the world, including insects, everything, give them a name of each of them.
神对他的第一个任务也就是亚当你要能够叫出所有帮所有动植物以及昆虫取名字。
Well, that is not easy.
我们都知道这个工作不容易的。
Right. Today, when you eat a watermelon, I don't think you ask why it's called watermelon.
今天我们拿着西瓜吃，我们绝对不会问说它为什么叫它西瓜呢
？Why not some other names?
为什么西瓜不管叫其他的名字呢
？Hey, it's difficult to think of each name for each animal, each vegetable, everything.
所以我们可以想象亚当在那个时候要为每一样动植物以及昆虫来取名字，确实不容易。
But he have done it.
但是他已经完成了。
So that means he is very capable.
换句话说，亚当他是非常有智慧、聪明的人。
He is not happy.
但是他不快乐。
So that's why God go in, stepping in, want to make a spouse for him.
因此，十八节，神在这边进来说，独居不好，要为他造个配偶。
Now, for people who believe in the Bible, we know Bible is very scientific.
我们都知道，相信圣经人都晓得，圣经是符合科学证验证的。
Already, God said it's not good for a man to live alone.
那么在这边神已经说人独居不好了
But after many thousands of years,
那么这是在几千年之前的事
many is now, in the modern time,
那么今天我们来到这么现代的社会
many sociologists, psychologists have done lots of researches
我们看到社会学甚至各式各样的科学家都已经做了很多很多的调查
Now recently there was a very interesting scientific research.
那么最近我们看到另外一个很有趣的调查。
In the U.S., there are two scholars who's called Kaplan and Cronick have done some research and do some findings.
那么有两位科学家，一个 Kaplan， 一个 Cronick， 在美国，他们有这样的一个发现跟调查。
Now, from the year of, they used the data from 1989 up to 1997 in U.S.
他们用美国的资料从1989年到1997年之间
They've surveyed more than 80,000 Americans
他们总共探访了超过八万个
美国人 using the data to analyze the death rate and then the correlation between the death rate and the marital status.
从这八万个调查当中，他们从中了解每一个人跟婚姻之间的关系，以及他的所有的生活当中的，甚至一直到死亡当中，以死亡的的数字。
They have one finding. We have a few findings very interesting.
那么这里面有几样事情，大家觉得会非常有趣。
Now they have conclusions saying that people who have never married are more likely to die at old age than people who are married and live together.
那么在这边有一个调查，也就是说，如果是未婚的人，不管男人或女人，
从来没有结婚的，
从来没有结过婚的人，那么他们在晚年，
他们的死亡率，
他们死亡率会超过其他有结婚的成人。
That is quite interesting. People ask why would that happen?
那么大家会问说，这样的情况为什么会发生
？Now their finding is the first one. I'll just read for you.The first one, they say there are five times, those who never marry have a five times more likely to die of infectious disease or any disease.
在那些从没有结婚的成人当中，他们发现呢，有超过五倍因为感染性的疾病而死亡的现象。
比那些没有结婚的人。And the risk of them having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, even higher than those who have married.
那么也就是说，这样的人呢，有各式各样的疾病，包括了高血压、胆固醇，以及各式各样的疾病，都远远超过那些已经结婚的人。
This is very easy to understand.
那么这事实上是很容易了解的。
If a person is by himself,
如果一个人只是独身而已
，every day eat burger, eat fries, chips,
每天他吃的东西也许都不是非常健康的食物。
He live by himself, nobody will correct him, right?
因为他自己一个人独处，所以他没有人会照顾他的。
But if he has a spouse.
那么，如果他身边有一个配偶
，The spouse remind him，
这个配偶也许就会开始提醒他了。
Look at you, your belly is getting bigger。
那么会提醒这个说你这个肚子好像越来越大了。
Look at you, your high cholesterol. The doctor told you you should not eat too much of this fat。
看看你的健康报告，你的这个胆固醇越来越高，你应该小心吃你的东西。
So of course he'll be more careful。
当然，做先生的就会特别小心自己的健康，为了这个太太。
好 ，another result。
那么另外一个结果。
Now for those who've never married。
那些从来没结过婚的
，Now they are twice as likely to die in accident。
那么也就是说，他们超过两倍的数字呢，会在这个意外中死亡。
What does it mean？
这两倍的数字超过那些已经结婚了，为什么呢
？Of course, easy to understand, huh？
当然很容易了解的。
You go by yourself。
如果你是自己一个人
，driving，
你自己一个人开车
，sometimes you fall asleep。
有时候你会打瞌睡的。
If nobody wake you up。
如果没有人在叫醒你的话
you run into the wall, run into the opposite lane.
当然我们可以看到意外就会这样发生了。
However, if your husband and wife going out together,
今天如果看到我们看到夫妻两个一起出去
the husband is dozing off.
如果看到先生开车打瞌睡了
the wife says, hey, wake up.
太太一定会叫他的。
Do you need chewing gums?
你要不要口香糖啊
drink something?
你要不要说些话啦
talking?
也许讲讲事情啦
easier to remind each other.
那么这样的提醒就能够很容易避免要发生的意外。
But you don't need all this scientific tools. But Bible already said it is not good for a man to believe alone.
事实上，我们不需要这些科学家来证明这些数字，因为圣经当中已经告诉我们了。
Now the second, let's turn to chapter 2, verse 15.
我们再看创世纪第二章的第十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
第二章的第十五节。十五节，神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Here God gave the job for Adam to do is to repair and maintain the Garden of Eden.
在这边，神交代亚当安置他在伊甸园，但是叫他要修理看守。
Now we know at that time Adam was the only person in the large Garden of Eden.
我们都知道，在那个时候，亚当是唯一一个人在这么大的伊甸园子当中。
But you know, even though he occupied all this land, but that may not be interesting.
我们都知道，虽然一个人住这么大的园子，也许他并不是这么的快乐。
Because when you have no one to share, that everything become not very interesting.
在这么美好的园子当中，他没有一个人可以说话，没有一个人可以分享，也许这样的生活并不好。
So that's why God make an spouse for him.
因此，神又造了一个配偶给他
，to share with him，
能够与他分享。
So what is the most tasteless food in the world？
所以今天我们说人生里面最没意义的事情是什么
？The tasteless food in the world，
也就是最不好吃的食物是什么
？When you eat by yourself，
也就是自己一个人吃饭。
Even though no matter we eat, you don't feel the taste.
就算是满汉全席在你面前，一个人吃是没有味道的。
You can eat with your family.
当你可以跟家人一块吃饭的时候
，with your wife, maybe with your husband, maybe with your children, your grandchildren, wow, suddenly everything become tasty.
跟自己的太太、小孩、跟自己的父母亲一起吃饭的时候，那一桌菜吃起来就特别有味道。
Usually, when I travel by myself, if I cook myself, I eat less.
有时候我常常在路上，常常出去，那么出。做饭的时候，如果自己一个人吃，就觉得吃的比较少。
Hey, but I eat somebody, or eat more.
但是如果跟其他人一起吃饭，就会觉得自己吃的比较多。
So psychologists also has proved that.
因此，心理学家也有这样的证明。
Now, secondly, let's also turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
来，我们看回圣经彼得前书三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
彼得前书三章第七节。彼得前书第三章第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一起一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Now, husband and wife not only share good moment or share houses or share holiday or share food.
我们知道夫妻之间不只是在生活上有所分享，在食物上，在生活当中，甚至在一些旅行当中，有这样的分享之外。
Now, those are material things.
我们刚才提到那几样都是属于生活物质上的。
They are important, but not the most important.
虽然它在我们生活当中占了物质上的重要性，但是却不是最重要的。
The most important for husband and wife according to God's plan is to share your faith. You can build up each other.
根据神的诫命，最重要的夫妻之间。就是能够同样承受生命之恩。
The share, the greatest gift of life.
那么这样承受生命之恩，也就是能够一起分享生命当中的恩典。
What life? Spiritual life.
什么样的生命，也就是属灵的生命。
Go to church together.
能够一起来教会。
Serve God together.
能够一起为神工作。
Read Bible together.
能够一起来读经。
Pray together.
能够一起来祷告。
But today the fact is.Our couple, sometimes we miss about this point.
但是今天我们看到我们教会许多的夫妻都缺少了这一项。
We can dine together.
也许我们可以一起吃饭。
But at home, we seldom read Bible together.
但是在家里面却很少看到夫妻一起读经。
We can watch TV together.
今天我们看到夫妻一起看电视。
For hours.
也许好几个小时。
But cannot pray together for 10 minutes.
但是今天我们看到夫妻不能够跪下来一同祷告十分钟。
If we miss about that point, that we miss about the major portion about the blessing of marriage.
所以今天我们看回自己的婚姻当中，夫妻似乎已经失去了神所注定要承受生命之恩那个最重要的重点。
The share of faith in the marriage.
今天我们在信仰当中要能够互相的分享才对。
So if you are not yet married,
如果还未结婚
，you have to ask yourself one question.
必须要问问自己这样的问题。
If I marry that person.
如果我娶了或是嫁了那个人
Am I going to be more zealous in faith, better, or will I be dragged down?
因为这样的婚姻是否能够让我的信仰更往上一层或是往下走呢
So you have to ask about this question.
因此在结婚之前要问问自己这样的一个问题
If we marry the same faith,
如果我们今天与同信仰的人结婚
You can share the faith.
当然我们能够在信仰上分享
Otherwise, you miss out the major part.
否则我们将会失去婚姻最重要的部分
Then, if we miss that part, the soul will not be satisfied.
如果我们失去了最重要同承受生命之恩的这个部分，那我们的灵魂就不会满足。
Because God made marriage at the companion of the soul together.
因为神创造婚姻关系最重要的就能够把两个灵魂配在一起。
To run the heavenly journey together.
能够一起走上天国的道路。
To face trouble together.
能够一起面对生活上的困难。
To pray together.
能够向神一同祷告。
To overcome all difficulties together.
能够一起克服同样的困难。
Now the second meaning of marriage.
那么第二个结婚的婚姻的意义。
Is for us to raise up godly descendants.
也就是我们要能够生养敬虔的后裔。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi chapter 2.
我们请看马拉基书第二章。
Verse 15.
马拉基书第二章十五节。
The last book in the Old Testament.
也就是旧约圣经的最后一卷书。
Before Matthew.
马太福音之前，马拉基书第二章的第十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节，虽然神有灵的鱼，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心。谁也不可诡诈 待幼年所娶的妻。
Here Bible tells us when God created the world, he used the power of spirit.
今天我们看到，在这里看到，神用他属灵的力量来创造整个世界。
Material cannot create material.
物质不能够创造物质。
Only spirit can create material.
也只有灵才能够创造物质。
Now, when God created animals or vegetables in the whole world,
当神造了许许多多的动植物在这个世界上。
God used one day and make the world be surfaced with all the animals and vegetations.
那么神用一天造所有的动植物飞禽走兽在这个世界上。
For example, if God made elephant, he would not just make one pair of elephant, he would make it so many that they disperse on the whole land.
那么今天我们可以看到神造，如果说他造大象，他不会只有造一只，他是造一群。
However, when God made human being,
但是神造人的时候
，God only at the beginning only make one human being, Adam.
一开始，也就在起初，神只造一个人亚当。
And then he have to take all the effort to make Adam sleep, and then get a rib from him, and then make another woman. So after whole day, only make two human beings.
紧接下来，我们看到神让亚当睡着，然后打开他肋旁，抽出一只肋骨来，然后再造女人夏娃，花了这么大的功夫。
Now, if you compare how God make human being to how God make animals, it doesn't.Parallel doesn't make sense.
换句话，我们在这边比较，当神造人的时候，以及神造动物的时候，那种方法跟方式完全不一样。
But Bible tells us God has the might, God has the power to make more than just one.
但是今天圣经我们刚刚看到了，神有这样的能力，绝对可以造超过一个人以上。
But why did he only make one at the beginning?
为什么在这个起初他只造一个人呢？
Because he wants us to raise godly descendants.
原因就是因为希望人能够生养虔诚的后裔。
What does it mean?
为什么？什么原因？
God want human being to raise children slowly.
神要人能够生养小孩，慢慢的生养小孩。
One at a time.
一次一个。
Naturally, most secondly, maybe just twins sometimes, like me.
也许我们会看到双胞胎。
Thank God, I already have twins.
那么感谢神，我已经有一个双胞胎。
Naturally, difficult more than it's very difficult to have more than twins unless scientific intervention. Otherwise.Mostly is one baby each time.
但是我们所看到的多半也都是一次生一个小孩的。
Why?
为什么？
Because raising children, you need so much effort.
因为要能够将一个小孩养大成人，需要很多的努力。
Lots of time.
而且许多的时间。
Lots of time to teach them.
要花时间去教他们呢。
Now, if you look at pigs,
我们看养小猪。
Wow, very easy.
很简单的。
Feed them.
只要喂它。
Every time they're pregnant.
只要母猪一怀孕
，eight, ten piglets come out。
那么看到它一生就十个、十五个。
哇 ，they multiply very fast。
我们看到它们繁殖非常快速。
If human beings like this，
如果人像这样的话
，every time you get pregnant, it's ten coming out。
那么只要一怀孕就十个。
I think the sister said, "No, no, no, I'm not getting married."
那么姐妹会说，我完全不要结婚了。
Or if ten coming out, how can you take care of ten babies and teach them the word of God？
一次生十个小孩子，怎么样教他？怎么样能够教他敬拜神呢
？Be tired until die。
那么一次照顾十个，这个人会疯掉的。
No time to talk about Bible teaching anything.
更不要说如何教导他变成一个虔诚敬拜神的人。
But God said, okay, slowly, slowly, one each time. You teach the children godliness.
所以神在这边是很有计划的，让人能够生小孩，一个一个的来，一个一个养大成人，变成敬虔的人。
So today we have to understand this.
今天我们要能够了解这一点。
So for those that who have made a decision.Want to get married in the future or already married? We have to think this is our mission.
所以今天我们已经结婚的，或是即将想要结婚的，这一点要放在自己的心里面。
Not only to have descendants,
不只是生小孩而已。
We want to have godly descendants.
我们必须要生出敬虔的小孩。
This is the purpose.
因为这是神的目的。
But later, if you look at a time in the time of Noah,
我们紧接下来看到创世纪后，紧接下来看到创世纪。他有说到挪亚。
Why God wanted to destroy the whole generation in the time of Noah?
为什么在挪亚时代神决定要毁灭所有的人类呢？
Because the marriage institution was destroyed.
因为婚姻的关系在那个时候已经完全被破坏。
When the marriage institution was destroyed,
如果婚姻关系完全被破坏的话，
people's morality will go down.
那么人的道德观会一路下降。
The society will be corrupted.
那么这个社会也就越来越腐败，败坏。
Look at our society, it's the same thing.
反过来看看我们今天所生活的社会。
So we have to go back to the Bible.
所以今天我们要回到圣经才对。
We have to teach our children about God, raise godly descendant.
我们今天要能够教导我们的小孩变成敬虔的人。
The third meaning of marriage.
第三个结婚的意义。
Is to avoid sexual immorality.
也就是能够避免淫乱。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们请看哥林多前书第七章
Verse 1-2
哥林多前书第七章第一节第二节哥林多前书第七章第一节第二节第一节论到你们信上所提的事男不近女倒好第二节但要免淫乱的事男子当各有自己的妻子女子也当各有自己的丈夫
NowFor Paul himself, he was traveling around to preach the gospel of God.
对保罗而言，他常常到处去传道。
At that time, because the situation is very difficult.
在那个时候，整个生活情况以及传道的情况非常困难。
Being a Christian may mean that tomorrow you may lose your life. The government will send somebody to kill you.
成为一个信主的基督徒，在那个时候，事实上生活相当不简单。可能今天，可能明天，生命就会因为身为基督徒而失去。
So Paul suggests it's better not to get married in this way because you're living in such a persecution.
因此保罗建议不结婚，因为呢，在这样的生活形态之下，事实上是非常危险的。
So for him, he himself, he has the gift of not getting married.
因此保罗有这样的恩赐，不打算结婚。
And then he didn't get married.
因此他也没有结婚。
However, for most people.
但是对于众多的信徒来说
Verse 2, he said,
第二节他说了
In order to avoid immorality,
要避免淫乱的事
Then a man should have his wife and wife should have a husband.
男子当要有自己的妻子女子也当要有自己的丈夫
When God created our human being,
当神造人的时候
He programmed two needs in our heart, in our mind for human being survival.
同样的，他在人的心里面也放了两样最重、最需要的事情。
In order to help human being survival，
能够使得人可以生存下去。
The first one，
第一个
is to eat food，
也就是要吃。
That means we take the food, we have the need for food so that we can have energy。
因此，我们人会懂得吃，懂得从吃里面、从食物里面得到力量。
Can work，
而且可以工作。
The second need。
第二个需求
is the need in sex，
也就是在性方面的需求。
Human beings have this need so that they will procreate, they will have offspring to continue the human race.
因为有这样的需求，使得人能够继续的繁衍下去。
So this is very normal, this is very natural.
所以这是属于自然、属于正常的。
So in the animal world.
在动物的世界里
Because we have talked about animal have no soul, no spirit.
我们刚才谈到动物是没有灵性的。
They only just live there. They have no spiritual life.
他们只不过就是有这样的躯体，能够在野生的生活当中继续生存而已。
They have no relationship with God.
他们与神是没有任何关系的。
So God doesn't manage the society.
因此神并不会来管理所谓动物的世界。
When they have needs.
当他们有需求了
For example, when an animal is hungry,
也就是说当这个动物饿了、
they will eat anything.
他们会吃所有该吃的东西
When there is a time for mating,
那么当他们 繁殖的季节到了、
they will just mate any animal.
那么他们会与所有同类的动物来交配、
they will not say, oh, whether it's good for me or not.
他们绝对不会想说这个到底是跟我好不好呢
When they need, they will just do it.
当他们需求到了就要做了
However, we have mentioned human beings have spirit, have soul.
但是我们说到人有灵有魂
We are not just animal.
我们不是只有动物而已
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女
So, God wants us to live a good life.
因此神要让我们有一个好的生活
So, for most of us, God, according to the Bible, it says, it's good to have your wife, have a husband, so to avoid adultery.
按照神的旨意呢，男子要有自己的妻子，女子要有自己的丈夫，能够避免淫乱的事。
Because people have this need.
因为人有这样的需求。
It's very normal.
非常正常的。
So you have to go through the marriage, and then this need is satisfied.
因此，借由婚姻之间的关系，使得人类的需求能够得到满足。
So this teaching is very important.
因此，这样的教训对我们来说非常重要。
What does it mean? What is the life application today?
那么今天在我们生活当中，我们如何应用呢？
Husband and wife.
夫妻之间
should not have long-term separation by two physical places.
也就是夫妻之间不应该长期分居两地的。
Otherwise, it's very easy to face temptation.
否则，每一方都会面临到 可能的引诱。
Because nowadays, sexual temptation is everywhere in our society.
因为今天我们知道，放眼望去，这种属于淫乱的引诱呢，到处都是。
TV,
电视
，magazines,
杂志
，internet,
电脑
，everything。
到处我们所接到、接受到、看到的都是这些东西。
The society living here today is so corrupt more than before.
因为今天我们所存在的社会可以说比以前更加的腐败。
Even though you don't want to see it, those kind of things will just come to you.
就算我们不想要看到这些东西，都很自然的会跳到我们的眼前。
In the past,
在过去
，when people know, oh, you're already married.
当人家知道说你已经结婚了
啊，但是啊 ，it's okay, they will not come to you, they will not approach you.
那么也许单身的人就不会再对。结婚的人有兴趣了。
But nowadays, they know you're married.
但今天不是，今天是看到你结婚了。
They say, doesn't matter.
他们觉得没关系的。
Your wife doesn't love you.
你的太太不爱你的。
I love you more.
我爱你更深了。
Wow, this kind of temptation is so great.
那么这样的诱惑事实上在四处更严重。
So we have to avoid being separated too long in two places.
因此夫妻之间不适宜分居或是 分居太久。
住在不同的地方。
住在不同的地方。
Verse 3,
第三节，丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。
Verse 4,
第四节，妻子没有权利主张自己的身体，乃是丈夫，乃在丈夫，丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。
Okay, Paul here is very clear. He wanted very explicit in this teaching.
今天我们看到保罗在这段经节讲得非常的仔细。
In the marriage relationship,
在婚姻之间的关系
，husband。The body does not belong to himself.
丈夫没有权利主张自己的身体是自己的。
And wife also should not say, "Oh, this is my body."
相对的，妻子也没有这样同样的权利。
Husband body belongs to the wife.
丈夫的身体事实上属于妻子的。
What does it mean?
什么？为什么呢？
什么意思呢 ？If the wife needs it,
如果妻子需要的时候
，husband have the duty to satisfy the wife.
那么丈夫有这样的职责，要能够满足妻子。
If the wife needs it.
如果妻子需要的话
，husband have the needs, the duty to satisfy the wife.
那么丈夫有这样的职责要去满足她。
So if the needs is satisfied,
如果这样的需求被满足的时候
，even temptation outside, you say, oh, no interest, I'm already satisfied in my marriage.
就算外界所有各式各样的诱惑来临的时候，夫妻已经非常对于他们的婚姻关系满足了，不会受到诱惑。
They have no interest on the temptation outside.
也就是说，对于外界的所有这些诱惑呢，不感兴趣的。
But if the need is not satisfied,
但是如果这样的需求没有被满足
，plus the temptation coming outside,
加上外界所有来的引诱
，wow, very dangerous.
那么这个时候就很危险了。
So Paul is very clear teaching us.
所以保罗在这个地方非常清楚地教导我们。
So we have to understand this point.
我们必须要在这里了解这一点。
Even though this point is not very always talked about in the pulpit.
虽然在讲台上很少提到这样的事情
but since this month is the marriage month, so to make it very clear.
那么既然这一周我们这个月我们叫它婚姻月，那么我们就在这里把这样的事情说得很清楚。
Number four.
第四点。
The meaning of marriage is to help us understand the relationship between Christ and His church.
婚姻之间的关系也就让我们更进一步认识基督和教会之间的奥秘。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
我们请看圣经以弗所书第五章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Verse 21.
以弗所书第五章第二十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节，以弗所书第五章三十一节。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。32节，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。33节，然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Now from verse 22 of chapter 5, Paul talk about the responsibility of husband and wife.
在第五章二十二节开始，保罗这边说到夫妻之间应该要有的责任。
Paul is very particular, very practical.
那么保罗可以说是一个在生活上非常实际的人。
He knows what the members need.
他知道他的信徒有哪些需要。
If the marriage relationship is not strong,
如果婚姻之间的关系不够强壮的话
，the family, the faith may not be strong easily.
换句话，这样的关系会动摇家庭里面的信仰关系。
If most of the marriages in the church is not strong,
如果在一个教会里面夫妻之间的关系，许多的夫妻之间的关系都不够强的话
，the faith of the whole church is in question.
相对的，就会影响到整个教会对神的信仰的关系。
So Paul always talk about marriage.
因此，保罗我们看他 常常提到婚姻之间的关系。
No, but I have to talk about all this suddenly. In verse 31, he talk about, I'm not talking about, verse 32, I'm not only talking about man and woman only.
在他讲了这么多夫妻之间的关系之后，他最后来到说，我不是单单指的夫妻之间的关系而已。
I am also talking about another marriage.
借由这个关系，再度讲到说另外一个婚姻关系
，a spiritual marriage，
也就是属灵的婚姻关系。
Oh, this is very important.
这重要了。
Yes, some of us may have chosen. No, I'm not married.
今天我们有人会觉得说，我已经选择不结婚了。
Or maybe the wife or husband already passed away, so I'm no longer in a worldly marriage relationship.
或者夫妻之间有一方已经去世了，因此这样的婚姻关系在我身上已经不存在了。
However, spiritually, there is another.Marriage.
但是在属灵方面有另一层的婚姻关系存在
Between Jesus and the church
也就是、基督和教会之间的关系
Jesus is the husband
基督也就是丈夫
The church members are the wife
教会也就是教会全体是太太妻子、
so、We are married to our Lord Jesus Christ
因此我们身为这个妻子的这个教会嫁给了这个丈夫基督
Have you think about our relationship with God is just like husband and wife
我们是不是有想过我们与基督之间的关系就好像夫妻之间的关系一样
If you understand this relationship
如果我们了解了这层关系
Then we can apply this to our physical marriage in the world
那么我们就能够把这样的道理应用在我们生活上面
Now sometimes the husband will complain
有时候我们听到做丈夫的会抱怨
Oh, my wife does not submit to me
常常说到说我太太根本不尊重我不听我的、
不顺服我的
不顺服我
So the husband is not happy
所以丈夫就会觉得不高兴
And sometimes the wife will complain
有时候妻子会抱怨
I can't feel the love of my husband
我感受不到我丈夫给我的爱啊
That's why marriage is intention
所以夫妻之间的关系这个婚姻关系就越来越紧张了
However, Paul said one thing
但是保罗在这边说一件事
Think about how Jesus treat the church, this marriage
想想基督跟教会之间基督如何对待教会这样的关系
Today ask about ourselves
今天我们问问自己
Why do we love Jesus?
我们为什么要爱基督
Did Jesus force you to love him?
是不是我们的主耶稣基督强迫你爱他呢
No
绝对不是
Did Jesus force you to come to church?
今天是不是我们的主强迫我们来教会呢
？No，
当然不是。
Did Jesus force you to offer money in the offering box？
今天我们的耶稣是不是强迫我们一定要为他奉献呢
？No，
也当然不是。
But why do you do this？
为什么我们这些事情都这么做了
？He didn't force you。
他并没有强迫我们。
But why do you submit to him？
为什么我们要这么样的顺服他
？Very simple，
非常简单的。
Because he loved me。
原因是因为他爱我。
He loved me so much.
因为他爱我更深。
He died for me on the cross.
甚至为我们在十字架上受死。
He gave me salvation.
他给我救恩。
He took care of me.
他照顾我。
So I'll do whatever it takes to please him.
因为种种这样的事情，使得我愿意为他付出。
If you want me to come on Sabbath, I'll come.
如果我要来，要我来安息日，那我就甘心情愿的来。
He want me to do according to his will, I'll just do it.
我要按神的旨意来做，我就甘心情愿的做。
Now you understand this point.
当我们了解这样的重点之后
，then husband will know how can we motivate, stimulate the love from the wife.
因此，我们做丈夫的就知道如何把这样的道理应用在我们的生活当中来对待妻子。
How can we make the wife love you more?
我们如何 respect you more? 我们如何让妻子能够爱我们更深、更尊重我们呢？
You show your love to her.
那只要表现出爱。
There was a husband.
有这么一个丈夫。
Always not happy with the wife.
他常常抱怨他跟他太太的关系非常糟糕。
Not only in front of the wife.
不只是在他太太面前。
Even in front of other people, he'll complain. Oh, my wife no use 了。
甚至在别人面前，他都说他太太多么多么的不好。
Yellow face wife 啊，黄脸婆。
所谓的黄脸婆。
Not respecting the wife, other people.
也就是在别人面前完全不尊重他的太太。
Of course, the wife is not happy.
当然，这个当妻子，这个当太太，当然不高兴。
Even though the wife is not perfect.
就算是你的太太不完美。
But if you do this to him in the front, in the public.
但是如果说自己的太太是多么的糟糕，在这个公共场合当中。
You make things worse.
事实上，只会让事情更糟糕的。
So the brother thing one day, reading through this passage.
所以当这个弟兄读到这一段经节的时候。
How Christ loved the church.
那么基督如何爱教会
If the church is weak.
如果教会软弱了
If I'm so weak.
如果我软弱了
I'm not perfect.
我不是这么完美的
Will Jesus do this to me?
那么基督会因为这样子而不爱我吗
Will he say bad things in front of other people for me?
是不是基督会在其他人面前说我不好呢
Will he despise me?
或是干脆就轻视我呢
No, I don't think so.
当然是不会的。
I think Jesus will not do this.
那么主耶稣不会做这样的事情在我们的身上。
Because he loves me.
因为他爱我。
Hey, suddenly understood.
那么就这样子，这个丈夫了解这个道理。
If I love my wife,
如果我爱我的太太
，I have to accept his weakness, her weakness.
那么他不管多不好，我都要接受他。
I have to help her to change it.
我要帮他能够改变，变成完美。
The wife also have this feeling.
那么妻子也同样的感受到了。
The wife think, why my husband not loving me?
那么我身为一个太太，为什么我的丈夫不喜欢我
？Think about her behavior.
想想自己的行为。
Because she's not submissive.
她看到自己并不这么的顺服。
She's not respect the husband.
她看到自己并不是这么的尊敬她的丈夫。
Also talking bad about the husband in her friends.
同样的，在她的朋友面前，她也谈到，她也说到她丈夫的不好。
Make her no face. Make him have no dignity, no reputation.
让这个当先生的也一样是没有面子。
So the wife think.
所以太太这么想。
Think about this passage.
看到这个经节。
If Jesus see me having this weakness.
如果主耶稣基督看到我这样的弱点
If I do this to Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我把这样的缺点呈现在主耶稣面前
Will Jesus love me more?
那么主耶稣会更爱我吗
No
当然是不会
I have to respect Jesus
我要能够尊敬主耶稣
So they understand each other
因此借由这样的道理他们互相了解了
So through marriage
所以经由婚姻
We understand better how God and the church interact and love each other
更能够使我们了解到基督跟教会更深一层的关系
SoMarriage, no matter it's a physical marriage or a marriage before God and us.
那么，不论是我们属肉体的婚姻，或是我们与神之间的婚姻
，is interrelated.
那么事实上是相互关联的。
So we are all married.
因此，我们应该说我们都结婚的，都是结婚的。
We married to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们都与我们的主耶稣基督结过婚了。
We have to wait until the judgment day.
我们必须要等到最后一天，审判日那天。
And Jesus will take the bride who is ready.
那么主耶稣就会来带我们这些新娘能够回去。
So through the marriage, we understand this teaching more.
因此，经由婚姻的关系，让我们更了解基督和教会的关系。
So today we talk about four meanings of marriage.
今天我们谈到了四个。婚姻之间的意义
First is to take care of each other
首先一个意义就是互相照顾
Secondly
第二个
It is to raise godly descendant
能够生养更敬虔的后裔
Thirdly
第三点
Avoid sexual immorality
为了是要避免淫乱
Fourthly
第四点
To understand the relationship the mystery betweenChrist and His Church.
更深一层认识基督和教会的奥秘。
May the Lord help us.
那么愿神帮助我们。
Let's sing a hymn 431.